And 29 minutes it is before 10 o'clock on the Wednesday morning Talk of the Town show, the pre-Thanksgiving Day show, as we say good morning and welcome into New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. Mr. DiNapoli, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Mike, nice to be with you.
And a happy Thanksgiving to you right out of the gate, just like that.
You and your listeners.
Thank you so much. I was on your website the other day, and there was something very interesting in there about lost money. Now, apparently, the banks and insurance companies and utilities and things of that sort, are they're required by state law to surrender inactive amounts of money to the state. What is that all about, Thomas, and how does that affect our listeners?
Exactly right, and I'm sure it affects many of your listeners. New York law, similar to laws in other states, financial institutions and various other entities, as you mentioned, banks, utility companies, after a certain period of time, if they have your money, it could be an account, it could be an old deposit, it could be some kind of an uncashed check, depending on what the financial instrument is after a certain period of time under law, if there's no activity, it's declared abandoned property turned over to the state as what we call unclaimed funds. And that money we hold, the accounts, as custodian until we can reunite that money with the rightful owner. So okay. I encourage your listeners to go to our website, just Google New York State Comptroller, whatever your search engine is, and click on our Unclaimed Funds website. We've enhanced the site this year so that you could actually, if you find your name on the list, you can actually apply online. It's a quicker turnaround to get that money back. Again, most typically, it's often an old savings account, and very often what happens, people move, and they may not keep their contact information up to date. So what happens then, there's no activity, the bank can't locate the account holder, and the money's turned over to the state. I had the personal experience where I had a small savings account that I hadn't been doing anything with, and I had moved. The bank still had my phone number. That didn't change, and they found me, so it didn't get declared abandoned property. But my message is to your listeners, whenever you're moving, because this is most typically what happens, make sure you're current with all of your accounts. Let them know what your new address is, your new contact information. Also, people, when they search our database, should put in the names of close relatives, could even be a deceased parent. Very often we have estate situations. Sometimes the paperwork's a little more complicated to verify your connection to that estate. But it's also small businesses, unions, not-for-profits. We have accounts that cover the gamut, and we have close to now probably about $10 billion, billion with a B, worth of accounts in our system. We want to get that money back to New Yorkers.
And you've made that very easy with the website. Again, what's that web address, Thomas?
Well, I always tell people the easiest thing to do, just whatever your search engine is, just put in New York State Comptroller and just hit unclaimed funds. That's the site that you know that people should go to, and then that'll get them right into that part of our website that'll explain the program, and then also give them the database that they could access, you know, to see if their name is in there. And you know, most of the recoveries are in the $50 range to $100 range, but we have had we had an account actually that was as high as $4 million. It was all stock accounts. I don't know how you misplace a stock account for $4 million, but somebody did, and we have, you know, we do have an account now over $1 million that we haven't been able to find the owner. Mm-hmm. So do that search or www.osc.state.ny.us and get to unclaimed funds, and we will help you with the paperwork if your name is in there. Most of the time, it's as I said, it's a small amount, and it's easy to establish your connection to the address and the name that's on the account. Estate situations are a little more complicated, but we work with you to get that money back to you.
Well, speaking of misplaced money, and we're speaking with New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli, and your office recently did an audit of Medicaid. You found that New York State made excessive and unnecessary Medicaid payments of $150 million, that due to problems, first of all, with policies in general, also with billing. Mr. DiNapoli, if you would bear with me for just a minute, I just want to read verbatim some of the cases and just to illustrate how this money is being spent and spent poorly. In one case, the Department of Health paid an Ohio hospital $1.5 million for non-emergency services without prior approval provided to a Medicaid recipient from Plattsburgh, and I assume that's Plattsburgh, New York, of course, when the hospital should have only been paid $117,000. That's $1.5 million as opposed to $117,000. In another instance, a Massachusetts hospital was paid $316,500 for a service that should have cost almost $4,500. You see the disparity there. Other examples, $102,000 and change was paid to an Ohio hospital for a lymphoma treatment when a New York hospital could have done the same treatment for just $21,000. These go on and on and on. We're not talking about, you know, a couple, $25,000, $100,000 here. We're talking millions, $150 million in Medicaid money paid out by the state that probably didn't need to go out. That's significant this year.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely significant. And this is just one of a series of audits that we've done. That's dealing with out-of-state hospital reimbursements. And it's an important example that you're raising, because very often when we talk about health care, it is an important service. It is a growing expense in our state, particularly with the Medicaid program. And we often debate the issue of how do you control the cost? Should there be cuts in services? The audit that you're citing in the examples are cases where it's not even a question of debating whether or not we should provide the service. It's just the inefficiency in the claims processing of the program, where we are wasting money by overpaying on claims. And what we recommended was very clearly, as we've recommended in many of our other audits, that we need to have a much more updated claims processing system. We have something called eMedMe system in New York. It is a computer software program that's meant to identify, as you identified in your examples, cases where of obvious outliers in terms of payments, and then to be sure that you don't overpay. The system just has not worked efficiently. Fortunately, the Department of Health is now in the process of going through a procurement to do a competitive process to get a new system in place. From my point of view, they can't do it soon enough because we've just been wasting money. The larger issue, obviously, though, is, and we've had other audits that have looked at this, are there cases where New York is just paying more in terms of the services we provide? I think as we grapple with a very difficult budget, you know, for next year, we're going to have to ask some tough questions about what is the level of service that we can afford in the state. Some very tough issues to address with that.
How do we address Medicaid fraud? We recently had a sting operation here in Syracuse that netted a lot of, for lack of a better term, criminals, people that were defrauding Medicaid.
Yeah.
What do we have in place for that?
Well, you know, that's another important part of this whole question. So you have inefficiency in the system and overpaying because your systems aren't working right. You have philosophical issues of, you know, what services should be covered. And then we have this other, you know, very troubling area of ripping off the system. And you're right, criminals, usually providers, who are just looking to enrich themselves. And obviously we need to do more in this area. We have three entities that look at this problem. Our office plays a role. We have, through our audit function, we do look at fraud cases, and we've identified a number of them over the years. The Attorney General's office also has a Medicaid fraud unit, and it's been recognized as one of the best, if not the best, in the nation in terms of rooting out waste in this area and charging people that have been doing criminal activity. And then, of course, we have, through the executive department, through the governor's appointment, we have an office of a Medicaid inspector general, which has a very large staff that spends a great deal of time and resources on this area. But, you know, people that want to be criminals and rip off the system, they always find a way. And you know, from my point of view, there can't be enough vigilance in this area. The legislature has also put more resources in this area, but we just have so many situations, not only in central New York, but all across our state, where people just think they can get away with it. And you know, when we find these cases, certainly in our office, we often work with a local district attorney, with a prosecution. We like to publicize this. We want to send out a warning. You may get away with it in the beginning, but eventually someone's going to figure it out and catch you. And I think this is an area where, especially given the incoming governor's work in this area as Attorney General, I think that our new Governor Cuomo is going to keep this as a priority to root out the fraud in the system. Nothing more angers people than seeing someone just game the system. Especially healthcare, you know, there are people in need, especially with this tough economy, and we can't waste dollars, and we certainly can't have dollars go to people who are just criminally ripping off the taxpayers.
We're speaking with New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli this morning. You know, granted, Mr. DiNapoli, that moving forward with Medicaid, we need to change policies. We need to change the way we're billing this. But what about the money that we've lost due to these inefficiencies, due to the inefficient billing and in the you know, these archaic policies? Do we stand to recover any of that at all?
In some cases, yes. You know, certainly where there's an obvious overpayment. One reason why we do the audits is to give direction to the Department of Health to give them the information so that they can recover the money back. I can't say they recover in 100% of the cases, but there are many instances where they are able to recover. And, you know, in the other situations of Medicaid fraud, certainly as part of, the penalty and the punishment, restitution is often or just about always part of what's worked out. So, but look at all the money that's spent to try to get the money back. So, the challenge is really being sure that you don't have these problems at the front end. We need better systems in place, and we need continued vigilance to be sure that we're not wasting the money on the front end.
New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. Mr. DiNapoli, as it stands right now, the day before Thanksgiving in the year 2010, what is the state budget deficit at, in your estimation?
Well, I think, as you know, the governor and the Division of Budget has pegged it at about $315 million. The legislature is going to go back next week. Governor would like to see some of this dealt with, if not all of it. I actually think the number is probably closer to $1 billion. If you look at current trends, you're certainly seeing continued weakness in the economy. Business tax collections are down, a reflection of the economy. Sales tax as well, below projections. And in some areas, we talked about Medicaid, particularly Medicaid, you're seeing an increase in spending. Again, a consequence of this tough economy, people out of work and needing services. So you've got a high cost area where the spending is going up, and you have revenues not coming in as they should be. We warned about this at the beginning of the budget year. So it's very important that we deal with this within this budget year. Our budget year ends March 31st. If we don't deal with it before then, it just makes next year's problem even larger. And next year, you're talking, easily a $9.5 billion gap just from the beginning of the process. So we're still in a very, very tenuous situation with our state budget and our state finances.
I'm guessing it would be understating it to say that billion-dollar figure is unprecedented in New York State history.
Well, the past couple of years, we've had budget gaps, similar, in fact, some even larger. So I don't want to say it's unprecedented, but it's certainly a recurring problem and points out the fact that we have not been able to, on an ongoing basis, align recurring spending with recurring revenue. It sounds like a simple proposition, mm-hmm. but it's one that's eluded us. It means we're going to have to make some very tough choices, and I would suggest they need to be on the spending side. We're already a very heavily taxed state and a heavily indebted state. We really have to figure out how we're going to make those tough choices on the spending side if we're going to solve this problem.
It's New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. As we finish this up, how's Wall Street going to finish the year, do you think?
Wall Street, we project, will have a profitable year, probably the fourth best year in the decades that we've been charting that profitability. But it is down from last year. So I think what that means is that it continues to be an important part of our economy. Bonuses, we will do an evaluation of the bonus pool in January. But Wall Street profits are not going to solve our budget shortfalls. You're also seeing changes in how compensation is paid out. So some of the windfall that we used to reap out of Wall Street having a good year, that just isn't there anymore. We do have a restructured economy. So the good news is Wall Street is making money again, but it's certainly not like it was before. The downturn probably won't be like that again. We have to adjust to that reality.
New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli, we thank you so much for being part of the show today. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Mike. You too. Good to talk with you.
Likewise. Take care. Bye-bye.